This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israeli forces shot and killed six Palestinians Friday in a refugee camp near the town of Tubas on the occupied West Bank as the Israeli war with Hamas in the southern Gaza Strip entered its third month. Desperate Palestinians fleeing Israel's expanding ground offensive are crowding into an ever-shrinking area of Gaza. We get more on that part of the story from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The UN's warning its aid operation is in tatters because no place in the besieged enclave is safe. The UN's humanitarian affairs section says its ability to receive vital aid supplies has been significantly impaired over the past few days as trucks and staff have been stranded by the fighting and telecommunications cut off. Tens of thousands of people displaced by the fighting have congregated in Rafah in the far south of the Gaza Strip near the border with Egypt and a nearby strip of barren coastland designed a safe zone. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The White House said on Thursday that Israel and Hamas are not close to another deal on a new humanitarian pause in their ongoing conflict. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters that hostages' families continue to be a terrific source of information, even as he had no news regarding their release.
We're still trying to get as much information as we can about the hostages that are being held. We have some information, as I said before, on some of the hostages, because their families are talking to us, and that's been a terrific source of information and context.
Leaders of the Group of Seven industrialized nations have called for further humanitarian pauses in the fighting between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. The leaders also called on Iran to refrain from providing support to Hamas, as well as Hezbollah and the Houthi militants in the region. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations' top peacekeeping official has defended its mission worldwide, even as many countries where peacekeepers operate are demanding their withdrawal. Undersecretary General for Peace Operations Jean-Pierre Lacroix said in Accra on Wednesday that missions are underfunded but still effective. He noted divisions among UN member states had hampered missions and said UN peacekeepers could operate in countries that allowed them. Japan has pledged $4.5 billion to Ukraine for its war against Russia, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, announcing on Thursday, $1 billion of which is designated for humanitarian aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily address Thursday that Japan's decision to support Ukraine was very timely and much needed. Meantime, Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Senate blocked the $110 billion in aid for Ukraine and Israel, as well as some security measures for the U.S. southern border. Hunter Biden, the president's son, has been indicted in the western state of California. We get more from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Hunter Biden has been indicted on 9 tax charges in California as a special counsel investigation into the business dealings of the president's son intensifies against the backdrop of the looming 2024 election. The new charges Thursday include 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. They come in addition to federal firearms charges in Delaware, alleging Hunter Biden broke a law against drug users having guns in 2018. He had been previously expected to plead guilty to misdemeanor tax charges as part of a plea deal with prosecutors who said he failed to pay taxes on $4 million in personal income in 2017 and 2018. Defense attorneys have signaled they plan to fight any new charges. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
And former British leader Boris Johnson denies that he wanted to let COVID-19 rip through the population. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has that story.
Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson rejected suggestions that he wanted the coronavirus to spread throughout the British population. His denial came on the second day of testimony at a public inquiry into the crisis. On the first day of his testimony, Johnson defended his position at the time.
We underestimated the scale and the pace of the challenge.
Johnson's denial came as he was confronted with a series of diary entries by his chief scientific advisor. The diary entries indicated he had argued in favour of letting the virus spread rapidly to increase immunity rather than imposing further restrictions on the people of Britain. His response? He shook his head and said, "No, no, no." Karen Chamas, London.
And for more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.